94.3 KEXP, where the music matters. And I'm here with Eyelids on the Morning Show. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. I love the new record. We're very excited that you're here live, so take it away.
Thanks. It's called Falling Eyes World. Here it goes.
She wants to tell us it's not fun to say. Always baking backwards, she's pushed so far away. She's breathing in the cold air. Think about what they said. Nowhere to look down from, her knees up to her chest.
KEXP, Eyelids Live here on the Morning Show, and the new album is called Or here. No show right now, but one coming up later.
Yeah, we played 2 weeks ago here, ironically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're playing with the Dream Syndicate at the Tractor in August.
Sweet.
Or no, September. September 30th. September. Sorry.
Wow, that's not a bad band to play with.
No, we love them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're totally thrilled.
Awesome, cool. Well, we'll talk more about it in a sec if you have another song ready.
Yeah, this one's called Camelot.
Something new, man. said you'd be okay. I remember how my laces were caught in the chain. And when we finally went home, we jumped up and down on the bed.
It's live here on The Morning Show. The new album is called Or, and hailing from Portland, Oregon. First question, any Timbers fans here in the...
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah, we got two.
Two. So what's it going to be like for just the three people to play the rest of the session? Is that...
That's a problem.
You're going to have to leave. I should have asked
we
first.
We adapt.
That's too bad.
As long as you're not season ticket holders or anything.
Unfortunately.
I really apologize to you, sir.
All right, let's do that power trio. Let's start, guys.
Sorry.
One.
Yes. Wow, we were fired by Sounder right, Nation.
Yeah. Timbers Army never apologizes.
Oh, we no. don't. We don't. Yes, that's right. I'm actually the worst Timbers fan because I do have pity.
Do you?
In the Rose City.
Oh, okay.
Well, often. But that's okay.
I thought...
But that's what Islands is all about. We're
I thought
about
the first match went well.
Yeah.
I think this weekend has the potential to be very bad for the Sounders, though.
We'll see.
As much as faith I have in my team.
Yeah.
I'm very...
Well, likewise, we're all a little bit unsure, too.
We can be a little
spotty.
Yeah.
It's so funny that there's so much rivalry, and we can't get together and be like, you know, we've had the cup the last 2 years, the two teams. But no, we got to just hate
but
each other.
But you guys have an asterisk next to your star.
Because we had the best save in the history of the MLS? That's, you're right. That is true. That is true. All right, you take your chainsaw and your cute little log and shut...
Deep
no,
cut.
Sorry. Anyway, Portland. You know what the real trouble with that rivalry is? Portland, I love that city. It is such a beautiful
Seattle.
City. And I go down there as much as I can. And what is the vibe music-wise now? It feels like there's a lot... happening there. There always feels like a lot in Portland, but we play a lot on our local show. We get a ton of stuff, you guys included. I don't know how you can answer that question, but what do you feel is going on in Portland, Ryan? Do you think it's more than usual? Is it better than usual?
No, it's just, it's always been pretty scrappy and, you know, underground and things bubble to the top, but it's just, I think, you know, like a lot of cities, there's just times where there's just kind of a cool little bubble going on, and there's just like exciting bands happening. There's like Mascaras and Woolen Men and Summer Cannibals and Gold Casio, and they're pretty diverse. And I think the nice thing is down in Portland right now, there's the bills are pretty diverse too.
Yeah.
So you'll have like kind of an electronic band, and then you know, like kind of a noise three piece, and then something that's kind of like the Minutemen or something, and it's lovely.
You have a lot of development, a lot of rents going up, and it's getting more expensive. Has that affected like it has up here? A lot of musicians not able to stay in the main city.
Yeah, I think. I mean, every time I come up here, it's like we're a little behind the curve in terms of what you've experienced already. But yeah, it's pretty tragic in terms of like, you know, finding practice spaces and people just kind of finding cheap places so that they can be creative and still maintain a living, doing whatever jobs they need to do. It's always been a struggle, but it's definitely like the idea of being 19 and getting a band house is just, that's long gone.
Well, it used to be though, you'd leave Seattle and go down to Portland, you could afford it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have to head somewhere else.
Yeah, let's...
We go to Tacoma. It's like right in the...
Tacoma's great.
Yeah. So you guys went out last night with Morning Show producer Owen.
Yeah,
dinner.
We did.
Yeah.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, I know.
He's nuts. We almost didn't come in.
Yeah.
And so we have some inside information.
Sure.
On the band.
Okay.
Which is nice. We should do this with every band.
Okay.
But I'm told that you have new nicknames.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
In the band. And one even has a catchphrase.
That's right.
Could I get the nicknames and the catchphrase?
Yeah. Well, over here. Oh, yeah, there he is. Right over there on bass.
Can't find
we got applesauce.
Oh, nice. You know, applesauce is the name of my kid's stuffed animal.
Not anymore.
That's nice.
That's ours. Trademark.
Yeah, TM.
And over there with the gold guitar, that's Screw Dog.
Did you say screw dog?
Screw dog.
Screw dog.
It's hyphenated.
But applesauce is the one with the catchphrase.
So applesauce and screw dog is the new duo. And what's your catchphrase?
Watch
applesauce?
For the film.
I can drain that.
Yeah. There we go.
And that's what they get for not riding in the same car with the other three of us.
Yeah, we came up with nicknames on the way up because they were separated.
I would expect the exact same thing to happen to me if I had been in the B vehicle.
Yep.
I wouldn't have complained. And they jumped right into their roles, too, which I would like to point out.
Yeah, they were really excited, actually. So
they were informed of their nicknames. You can't make up your own.
The moment we sat down.
The moment they sat down last night to meet with us, we were like, by the way.
Do you know who you are? I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
Screw dog and applesauce.
Screw dog and applesauce. It's going to be a major motion picture, probably not released straight to video.
Yeah, not even straight to streaming. It's just going to be like...
You can see it in 19 parts on YouTube.
Yeah.
Did you have old ones that were replaced? Is that...
No, not really.
Okay, well, good. You guys are on your way. That's good. You got to have nicknames if you can be out on the road.
Absolutely.
Can you... I don't often talk about the artwork on albums, but this one is... it's really interesting. The eye patches and the people on the cover. Could you tell me more about it, where that came from?
That's by... it's a crocheted piece by Joe Hamilton, and it's... They're really large scale. They're like twice life size. So on the cover, it's kind of hard to get the scale.
Yeah.
But we'd been wanting her to do a piece for a while, and it kind of just worked. It's her uncle when he lived in South Africa, and he showed up at an event, and he had a detached cornea or something. He was wearing a patch on one eye, and his friend showed up with an eye patch on the other eye, and he had just had some surgery. And so they're just standing there in the 70s, dressed in tuxes with drinks, looking cool. And she just always wanted to do it. And it just seemed like really, it just felt really good just to like have it be really stark on the cover.
Wow. So that's a real, it's a real shot.
Yeah, it's a real shot. It's taken from a real photograph and then she crocheted it. And it's massive. Yeah. So
we loved it. I think she was going to do it anyway, but I loved it so much. I made Chris think I was breaking up the band to have a meeting with him about, do you think Joe would do that cover for us?
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
They're in a relationship.
We're in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed he didn't mention that. He didn't say my girlfriend or my wife.
No,
Sig of.
That was good. Well,
she doesn't have a nickname yet, so I won't. she does, actually. Yarny. That's right. Right. Yeah, forget about that.
So the new album, you decided to go with a young buck, young producer, up and coming. Yeah. You took a risk.
That's Peter Buck, sure.
Peter Buck. What was it like to work with a new producer who really didn't know what he was doing?
He was just, super uptight and made everything worse the whole time. Yeah. It was amazing.
He was like, give me that. And he'd take the guitar and just play it. And then be like, do that. And then we'd go, all right.
Incredibly invasive is how I'd describe it.
No, it was surreal. I mean, we've known Peter a long time, but just having him in the studio was really...
Yeah.
Just show up and that he was there was super inspirational. And you just kind of didn't want to, screw up.
I bet so.
Yeah. He actually has a very light touch production-wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're all enough type A that we're like, oh, I want this thing to do this thing. And he just kind of like lets us, go on our path for the most part. But then just has the best advice when you hit your roadblock or you're not sure what's up. And It was great, very organic. But I think Chris is right. It kind of elevates us a little bit just because he's there,
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. On the next song we're going to do, I was like, should it be this lyric? And he's like, yeah, that's more George Harrison. That's what George Harrison. So I was like, oh, cool. Peter says this is the, it was never done that to someone. Be like, what about this lyric? And he did bring a mandolin with a whammy bar. So that was pretty neat.
Nice. So did he play a little bit on it?
Yeah, he played did. On.
There's a song called Ghost, Ghost, Ghost on there that he played on.
Cool. Do you bring that up? Is that, or does he say, I think I need to play on this? You guys, you really need to.
Oh, no, no. I think he was probably secretly a little tortured. He was like, oh, great, the mandolin thing.
Yeah.
But we were like, please do this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it turned out great.
Well, the record's great. We love it. And the minute we played it, we started getting feedback on it. People really dig it. So we're happy you're up here today. And we're going to play, you're going to play that song you just mentioned, right?
So this is our chance.
The George Harrison.
This is a chance to knock off some of your listenership too. In a quick stroke. third song.
Adios, half of Katie.
Way to set that up. All right, here's a song.
Song
you're all going to tune out.
Yeah, it's called Dropping Listenership, aka My Caved In Mind. Bye.
if you want to. In my heart, funny place to start. That you could rise to, that you should rise to. And I'm so sorry.
Eyelids Live here on the morning show. Listenership just went up by 10%. We just got the numbers in.
I'm just sick of Chris's deep professionalism.
Yeah, people couldn't see that yet, but my headphones flew off, and I used them.
Hey, a sign of a good band are the headphones flying off.
Okay, all right.
That or when the drummer has to duct tape them to your head. No pressure back there.
I'm going to try and get...
Oh, let's get that duct tape going.
Yeah. Eyelids are live here on the morning show. You got a one here not from the album, am I right? Am I correct in my research?
Yeah, this is an elder tune.
Which means 8 months old.
Right. Because we still have afterbirth, you know, coming off of us. while we run by you, it splatters your face.
Wow, I can't say anything.
Well, our management said to get more visceral, and that's what we're going to do.
So, AKA the Gigi Allen song. Let's do it.
Oh, wait, this has got a capo too.
This song came out on an EP shortly before the last record. It's called Bound to Let You Down. The video is pretty fun because we had people from Rick and Morty, the Adult Swim show, animate our timely demise in the video.
Oh, nice.
So we all die in it. It's cool. Check it out, kids.
Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three, four.
Saw you last night in a weekend condition. Said, nothing to report, everything seems the same.
So many guitars. So many guitars.
So many guitars. Let's knock that down a bit.
Do you think maybe a sixth member of the band?
Are you free?
Oh, man. We have a DJ here named Troy who's on next. Yeah. He's in for Cheryl.
He's in the Young Toilet
Evils.
Band, isn't he?
He's in the Young Evils. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And he was sitting here during a Boss Hog session with John Spencer, right? And he didn't know Troy played. And in the last song, he handed him a guitar and walked out. And Troy finished the song.
It was, sweet.
Wow. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is don't do that with me.
Okay.
He's the only qualified DJ. I will just drop it on the ground.
Really?
Want nothing
and
to
jump
do
up
it.
And down on it.
Yes. I will walk out of the studio.
Okay.
I'm really psyched you guys are coming back with the show in September and Dream Syndicate and you guys at the Tractor. That is a great show. People are already buying tickets, I know for sure. I heard from some people this morning. So that will sell out. So everybody get tickets while you can. Is that just you in Portland as well? Just a couple shows? Or
We're doing Portland and Seattle. It's the only... they're doing a ton of stuff in Europe, and then it's like those two shows. So it's special.
And for you all, putting this record out and getting together, and you've been in many other bands, mm-hmm. and you guys seem like you've got a great relationship and really tight band. And what is the plan with this record, too? Do you feel pressure on the record nowadays? Do you feel like you got to go tour more?
The nicknames, we have to.
Yeah.
People are going to be lining up. I mean, we have some shows set up. We're going to do... West Coast and East Coast tour this fall. We have some festivals we're playing on and stuff. It's kind of, you know, we have to be more of like a, you know, come in, hit a territory, run out. We're not like, you know, right now we're not in the ability to just do like a, you know, 6-7 week thing. But yeah. We went over and did Drive By Truckers in Europe with them recently in the UK, and that was really fun. And we will be out there. It's just go to your library, get on the computer, look it up. And our fans are kind of like that.
If your library's still funded.
Yep. And, you know.
I've never heard that call out before. I just find that very
good. HTTP / No, okay.
Org. Dot.
No. But yeah, we'll be out there. It's too fun not to play live. It's really fun. And, you know, the albums are they have a different feel to the live. We're kind of, we're silly a little, you know,
a little.
Yeah. So our personalities come out.
Yeah, I like it. So again, see them this September. That was a show a few weeks ago too, by the way. Where'd you play?
That was fun. It was Connor Burns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we played with a Seattle band called the Low Hums. Mm-hmm. And it was a record release show for Parson Redheads, who were great. So
fantastic.
Oh, good. Well, welcome back to our city.
Thank you.
You got one more for us from the album.
Yeah. Right, here's the guitar for you, John.
No. Yeah, this is me. This is me. You can't see this.
Would you prefer a maraca?
Yeah, sure. No.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the song is called Slow It Goes, and it starts out with me and applesauce, so watch this.
Say your line.
Say your line one more time.
I can drain that.
One, two, three, four.
Crowds from Oakland for 4.95. Spoken to her friends here who called her a lie. She said, if I can't keep from sighing, why can't you? Not to the run across the ocean, we factor in time. Not to the other patients because early started to die. I said, if I can't keep from dying, why can't you?
I stand corrected. I nailed the solo. I think I was. Was that all right?
We're not done yet. We're not done with the song. Hit it, Jim.
Now you're done? Sure.
Yeah, and you really were good.
That was pretty good, right? I didn't think I had it in me, but that was good. Yeah. Don't
CGI.
Watch the video.
We're
working on a nickname. That's how good you were.
Well, a big thanks to John and Chris and Polly and Screwdog and Applesauce. Everybody here in the band.
Oh, thank you, John.
Their moms are so proud of them.
They're so sad right now because that's their new names, and they're sad they didn't come up with them themselves. Eyelids are here. They're going to be back in September. Make sure to get tickets to the Tractor Show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, John.
Good to see you.
It's really fun.
You guys have been awesome. Thanks
a
lot.
We love the new record, or is the name of it. Get it for the music, but stay for the artwork. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Big thank you to our video team here for capturing all of this glory, and Kevin in there for making everybody sound good. And a big thank you to everybody who listens to and supports KEXP, because without you, there are no sessions. So we do appreciate your support very much. I'm John Richards. This is KEXP. Go Sounders. See you.
And Timbers.
Over.
And Timbers.